two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
On to the KSL In-Depth. Did you listen to Dave and Dejanovic this morning on KSL? They talked to a variety of Utah voters. It was a town hall about the issues you care about most. Amity Flores is a law student at the University of Utah. She says one of her top issues is health care.
You know, one of the big things for me is my mother has kidney failure, and she had to have a transplant, had to take medication to suppress her immune system. So she's one of those vulnerable populations. So for me, COVID is always on the forefront of my mind of, if we don't get this under control, how does it affect my mom and people similarly situated to my mom? You know, it's not just about my family. It's all about your families as well.
Jerry Naylor says the pandemic's also on his mind, but he feels differently about how to handle it.
You know, who's going to handle it the best, the right way, so to speak? You know, I hear everybody say, oh, they're taking away our rights. It's not so much the rights, but, you know, I feel it's up to the states rather than so much the president. I wanted a president that will back up the states as opposed to taking full power and basically running it like a dictator.
Debbie Hawkins says her big concern this year is the Supreme Court.
I believe that we need originalist constitutionalist judges who will make judgments according to law and not according to their personal preference. The legislature is there to change laws if they need to be changed.
Also concerned about health care is Travis Clemens.
And I think we're in the middle of a pandemic, and there's just this pretending that, you know, it's not real and really no organization or government response at the federal level. And so for me, like, that's the biggest issue this year, is we need to get that under control if we're going to be able to get back to our lives. Like, my kids didn't go trick-or-treating on Saturday. I'm not going to be seeing my parents or family for Thanksgiving. Like, the holidays are going to be different. It's affecting my life.
All of those people speaking on Dave and Dujanovic's town hall this morning on KSL. It's interesting to hear people who aren't your family members or your neighbors. Those are just some of the feelings held by Utah voters. And of course, there are many, many more out there. Maybe a million. That's how many people in the state have voted so far.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.